One, two, three, four.
Tough, she's so tough. She smokes in the corner of her mouth. She's so tough. Tough, she's so tough. She chews her bubblegum loud. She's so tough. Her pants been tight, she's so tough. Tough, she's so tough. She's always ready for a fight, she's so tough.
Hey, that girl's tough, man. Oh, I can't get enough.
Oh, that girl really knows her stuff.
Baby, she's so tough, all right.
Her pants been tied, she's so tough.
Tough, she's so tough.
She's always ready for a fight, she's so tough.
Hey, you best believe it.
Oh,
I can't get enough.
Oh, that girl really knows her stuff.
Baby, she's so tough, all right.
In the corner of her mouth, she's so tough.
Tough, she's so tough.
She chews her bubblegum loud, she's so tough.
Oh, I can't get enough.
Oh, that girl really knows her stuff.
Baby, she's so tough, come on.
Hello, welcome to Too Much Rock podcast number 428. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track from The Demons. That song is called She's So Tough. It's from the band's Mercury Records 1977 self-titled release, an album that went nowhere, which is a shame because there are a handful of tracks on there that are so very good, including that one there. They were signed during that big sweep of the late 70s where everyone remotely associated with the punk rock scene in New York was signed in 77, but I guess Mercury didn't know what to do with them, and that's a shame. It's a very solid album. It's nice to be back with a new podcast, not playing Christmas music, not playing my favorite songs from 2017, but looking forward. Well, kinda. Actually, a little bit of looking back, because, for the past month, I've been looking at everybody's best of lists, finding albums that I skipped over, and, well, going back and picking those up. So we'll be hearing a bit from 2017's highlights still for the next few weeks as I continue to buy albums that, slip through my fingers. This is one of those. This is the Menzingers. The song is called Lookers.
Lost in a picture frame, the way our bodies used to behave, the way they smile in the moment before we permanently froze. But that was the old me and you, when we were both lookers.
Lost in a picture frame, tough one to describe. Blind to a stranger, what do they think they'll find? But tea leaves and bottles, steel world to keep the mice from chewing up the model. Parthenon of modern life. I know, there must be some between, yeah. Sometimes the screeches scare the bullshit out of me. You're in denial of your own mortality, and that right about sums it up.
Back to Too Much Rock Podcast number 428. I'm your host, Sid Souter. That set was nice. We started off with the Minzingers with the song Lookers. That's on the band's album After the Party, which came out back last February on Epitaph Records. An album I skipped at the time, but I'm happy to go back to now, and there are some very nice rock and roll tracks in there. Feels a little bit like, say, Gaslight Anthem, and that's a fine thing. Speaking of which, that band is reunited, playing some festivals this summer. Hopefully there'll be more than that. After that, we heard from Telethon from Milwaukee. The song was called Succinct the Optimist, and it is on the album The Grand Spontanean that came out September of last year on Halloween Records. It is a sprawling epic opera of a release, and you're going to hear a lot of everything on there. I like that track there with its kind of Weezer feel, but yet twin guitars in a Thin Lizzy sort of way. There's a lot of things to like about that album. Find that one, give that one a listen. I'm sure Spotify will tell you all about it. And then we ended things there with 88 Fingers Louie with the track Long, Long Way From Home. Yes, that is a Foreigner cover, and I love it. It is the B-side of a Get Off My Lawn 7-inch that was released on Underground Communique Records early December of last year. I think only available at like a Las Vegas punk bowling or something. I don't know what they do. But anyway, A-side is a Motley Crue cover, Red Hot. B-side is that Foreigner song, Long, Long Way From Home. I love both those songs, and so I'm very happy to have picked that one up. Anyway, I guess I should let you know how the podcast works now. It's pretty simple. Every week, I get new music, I listen to it, and then I play it on the podcast. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I make good choices, make a good podcast, and keep you coming back week after week. More new music for you now. This is Lumeria with the song, I Wanted to Be Yours.
Of moral in this town have been wearing me down. so like a dragon in a cage. I am burning my way out of here, tired of running round and round, tired of being somewhat bound. Better days are coming. The lack of substance in your saying have been chasing my way, so like a fowl in a cage, I need to find a time for escape. Tired of feeling somewhat bound. Better days are coming. Better days will come. Better days are coming. Better days will come. Better days are coming.
For breakfast like me, the food that I eat smells disgusting. They'd rather drink coffee than tea. It's true that their kids are respectful. They gave me their seat on the bus, but it's just that there's so many of them that I fear what'll become of us. I'm not racist, all I want is to make things how they used to be, but change is strange. Nobody's listening to me. I cheered when our side won the Cold War, spread freedom and peace all around. Now there's folks speaking Russian in Tesco's. It's a shame the wall had to come down. I know some are fleeing from war zones to keep their young children from harm, but my parents stayed put through the Blitz years, and me, I was sent to a farm. Yeah, the sun shines, but sometimes I don't feel like this is my country. But to say so, oh no, I never get no sympathy. Once we ruled over an empire, so it feels like some kind of defeat. to comply with rules drawn up by strangers and measure in meters, not feet. We don't want to go, but by jingo, if we can't be in charge, then we must. But don't be offended, dear neighbor. It's not you, this is all about us. But it's Brexit for me.
Should I have warned you before I slowed things down so much? Sorry about that. We ended that set there with Billy Bragg. The song is called Full English Brexit, and it's on his Bridges Not Walls EP that collects a bunch of protest songs, actually, that he's just been releasing over the last year, mostly just digital only, to get them out as quickly as possible. But Cooking Vinyl has collected those up. I think there's about 7 of them. And in November, released them as Bridges, Not Walls. I like that song there. Kind of explains the whole Brexit and Trump thing that you probably dealt with family members and friends and neighbors over the last year or so. Before that, we heard from Bonnie Prince Billy. The song is called Better Days, and it's on the album Wolf of the Cosmos, which came out in November on Drag City and his own Palace Records. That album is entirely a re-recording of a band called Susanna, which is a Norwegian band that I have no context on whatsoever. Actually, a person and her band, I guess. In his continued tributes to particular artists, there you go. It's not one of my favorites, but that track there is pretty nice. And then we started things off there with Lumeria with the song I Wanted to Be Yours. That is on the band's new album, Recreational Hate. It's out on their own Turbo Worldwide Records, though with some help from Asian Man and Big Scary Monsters, and I'm not sure how it all works together there, Philadelphia band. That came out digitally in December, though I think there's physical copies coming out soon or later. And I know that in December, if you were one of their, you joined their little club, you would have got physical copy very, very early. So keep an eye on that band. I know they're touring soon, but I don't remember if they're coming through here. I think they're sliding me, which may mean travel is in my future. Anyway, we are out of time here. Let me go ahead and wrap things up. You've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 428. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at TooMuchRock.com. That's TooMuchRock.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media sites like Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at SidMuchRock. Looking at the concert calendar, lots of things happening there. Tonight we've got the Bowie tribute at the Record Bar, or Inner Altar at the Riot Room, or Hipshot Killers playing at Davies. Looking for the 10th, Lillington's at Rhino. 12th, Abandoned Bells are playing at the Brick. The 17th, Destroyer is at the Record Bar. 24th, Selector Dub Narcotic is playing the Replay. 25th, Heidi Gluck as at the Record Bar. 29th, Bell Game is playing at the Record Bar. And then we start poking into February. I know that Diet Sig show that's happening at the White Schoolhouse on the 5th is definitely on my calendar. As far as the website goes, not a whole lot new there. There's probably photos and videos of the Uncouth Make Your Mark Bombs Over Broadway show by the time you hear this. And there might even be shows from that Octoclod show happening at Record Bar. Or by the time you hear this, happened at the Record Bar. Hint, this isn't live. Anyway, so let's wrap things up here. I've got a track by Elva. Not a band name you probably know, but you probably know its makers because you listen to this podcast. It includes Elizabeth from L.O. Darling and members of Making Marks from, well, Oslo-ish, I guess. Two of my favorite bands in that sort of twee subgenre combining for a new project. And we're told this is not a one-off, but this is the A-side of a two-song single that came out December 7th on Where It's At Is Where You Are Records. So anyway, this is Tailwind by the band Elva. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week. Mm-hmm.
everything I'm thinking about. You understand more than me. Cause I need help to systemize loose ends and lost causes. I've been thinking about starting all over again. I consider letting go, but there is a deeper, higher meaning, some place on the planet. There is a sunrise, there is a tailwind coming in from the south and looking towards me. I need a straight line. It's a shine. Sometimes feel down, but there is a deeper, higher meaning, some place on the planet. There is a sunrise, there is a tailwind coming in from the south. I know it wants me, I need a straight line. There's a shine all light above into your mirror. Everything I'm thinking about, you understand?